Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to part one of a two-part series with Earl Heinricher, Director of HRMC Pharmacy and Registered Pharmacist, to talk about fall immunizations. Well, I am here today with Earl Heinricher. Earl, you are the director of our pharmacy here at HRMC. You're a registered pharmacist, and I've had lots of questions for you lately about vaccines. It's fall. It's that time of year again that we're thinking about all of those fall sniffles, colds, flus, those things that are coming up and what we can do to avoid those. So you recently had discussed that you had gone to a conference and with a lot of the pharmacists in the state, and one of your main topics was vaccines. There's so much out there right now. So welcome to the show, and thanks for being willing to share your knowledge and join us today.
Sure.
So I guess I would like to start with vaccines in general. We've had some conversations about, there are some new ones. There are some that are recommended now for people who are older that maybe weren't recommended for older people before. So vaccines in general, they've been around for a long time. How do they work with a general person's immune system?
When you're talking about illness, it's far easier to treat or cure an illness if you have a vaccine than to go through the treatment process. So it's recently we've dealt with 3 years of COVID. It's far easier to have given someone an effective COVID vaccine and prevent the vaccine and the COVID infection versus having to go through the actual COVID, to have the actual respiratory depression, to have the actual effects on the heart, and to come out of that and say that you're feeling sluggish now for the next several months and you still feel that effect from coming down with COVID. So yes, there is a place for vaccines. I know not everybody's there, but that's the whole purpose for vaccines. Vaccine is nothing more than giving you a deactivated protein from the virus, and that deactivated protein in your system kicks in your machinery so that you develop antibodies against it so that you don't come down with the illness. Now, some of them out there may not completely prevent that, but the important part is with your antibodies, you're going to have a less severe type infection.
Sure. So,
and not something that's life threatening.
Right. So like I might get the flu if I get the flu shot, but I'm probably going to get far less symptomology from the flu and less severe symptoms from that flu as opposed to if I hadn't gotten the shot.
Yes, that is true. In fact, if you have gotten a flu vaccine shot every fall, the combination of those vaccines and going over that time, your body overall has been developing a broader sense of immunity. And so, yeah, any type of flu that you're going to get, it's going to actually be a mild flu. With the flu vaccine, there's an accumulative effect for getting it year after year. People say, well, the flu isn't always effective. Well, it does help dull it. We have a number of different influenza viruses floating around each fall. We kind of make our prediction, like the vaccine that we are administering this fall, what was going to go into that vaccine was already decided back last spring.
Just one of those quick dispelling some myths that we hear about flu vaccines. So number one, let's talk about this. I still hear people getting confused. The flu is a respiratory virus. This is not the stomach flu that's been going around. No vaccine currently
is given for the stomach flu.
For stomach flu. Unfortunately, that's just a yucky one our immune systems handle on their own.
Yes.
But number two, it is you cannot get the flu itself or influenza from the vaccine. Your body is reacting. So can you walk us through that? I might have some symptoms that I would normally get if I had the flu, but it's not the flu.
It's not the flu. So the virus is actually deactivated. So we've actually killed the virus, and then we've purified it, And now we've and the virus is you could say is pretty much suspended in a saline light solution. And it's generally just a half a mil of volume. But when we give that flu shot and we have those flu like proteins, so people say, well, what kind of proteins? Well, they're actually called hemagglutins. So in the flu vaccine that we're looking at today, it's looking at two A's and two B's. So we have, let's say, 15 micrograms of protein or these hemagglutins from the two A's and from the two B's. So that's a total of 60. And so we have that. So that's our dose. We have it in the vaccine. So when I administer that, to truly know whether a vaccine is working when we've administered within the first 2 weeks, your body should be reacting to that and its antibody production should start building or making antibodies. And so you should feel like a little bit sluggish because now you know your system's kicking in, it's building something, you know something's going on. If you get the shot and you're really feeling anything, then the question is, well, really, how much immunity did you really build? So anytime you're getting a vaccine, whether it's a flu or whether it's COVID or whether it's a pneumococcal type vaccine, you should always feel something is going on and that you're actually building immunity.
Because we've started a little bit with the flu, so those statements go for all vaccines, but we started a little bit talking about the flu. Let's start with that one. I think that's probably one of the more common and one of those that we're used to, right?
Right.
And so that's for all ages. My kids get the flu shot in school. We're wanting our older adults, all adults, you know, we're recommending the flu vaccine, the influenza vaccine. There are several kinds. You know, you have some people who maybe are of higher risk.
Yes.
And we have some people who are potentially allergic to eggs or some of those other things. So can you walk us through those flu categories, those vaccine categories?
Initially, the flu vaccine, there was like a one and done, if I was going to say that, for the season. Flu vaccine, depending upon the manufacturer, can be administered to anybody who's 6 months of age all the way up to your seniors. The standard flu vaccine, as I was trying to describe it before, has basically got these four different variants of influenza in it. And let's just say that the dose of that vaccine is equivalent to 60. We're just going to use that as a number. And that vaccine can be administered to that entire group. But as some of us realize that as we tend to get older, and as we tend to have health issues, that maybe our bodies don't do as good a job as making antibodies to prepare us for the influenza season. So here at the hospital, we use a product called Fluzone, which is the standard product that anybody can have. And then we also use another product called Fluzone High Dose. And what do we mean by high dose? It means instead of the 60, now I've maybe had that three or four times that amount in that. And the high dose is used on those individuals 65 and older who actually have a difficult time building immunity. So if we give them a higher dose, they do a better job getting their body kicked in to generate those antibodies to give them better coverage. I have talked to individuals in these previous years, and they tell me that the difference between getting them is that maybe a few years ago they should have gotten the high dose and they didn't. They got the regular flu, and it really didn't give them the coverage they wanted. But last year they got the high dose and they had better coverage. Also, we have a group of people, let's say middle age, let's just say that group 40 to 64, who are not considered our senior population, but maybe some type of chronic illness. And this illness is continually wearing them down. There's an also product out there that we usually get that's called FluBlock. That's more of a dose than your standard flu, but not as high a dose as your high dose. is somewhere there in the middle that gives them a little bit more oomph to help them develop immunity. And as well, there are two manufacturers out there who actually, instead of the viruses are originally kind of grown in kind of an egg type product. Well, we do have two manufacturers out there that have gone to another product, kind of a cell culture product. It's a non-egg in which you can grow the virus in it and then kill the virus, purify it. And so that's available for those people who believe that they have egg allergy or have had reactions to egg. Not necessarily the egg you eat, but there are a number of standard vaccines out there that are used with an egg embryo type product to start the culture growth. And there are some people, very few out there, who react to that type of a protein. And and that's the reason why we've come up with these alternatives.
Yeah.
So essentially out there, depending upon your age, there's actually three different types of flu vaccine that could be used to bring up your immunity.
Good. Good to know that, you know, if you feel like you might fall in one of those categories that needs that a little bit more of that specialized vaccine. When is the time, Earl? I mean, we're going to talk about several vaccines today, but flu shots are available now, right?
They're available now. You generally, if you went back to the CDC is recommending that your peak immunization period, the time that you should be getting your flu shot, is to consider September in the month of August, those 2 months, September and October, your 2 months. If for some reason you're ill and you don't want to do it now and you have other things going on, at least try to have it done 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. This is my other rule of thumb. When you get the flu shot, it doesn't mean you have immediate immunity. You have to give your body at least 14 days to build those antibodies. So there you go. You have this 2 week window of whenever this works for you. We generally think that because of the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you really want to have your flu vaccine well before that. But if you're a type of a family where Halloween has turned into this big thing, then now, I repeat, now would be the time that you'd be getting your flu vaccine. If you are a person who really participates in a veterans benefit, because we have Veterans Day coming up on November 11th, there again, you should be covered, if not for yourself, being around those seniors who were involved in serving our country, then you're offering them protection. So look at it two ways. One is, yes, preventing receiving the flu vaccine so that you don't get the flu. But the other thing is also you've got to remember is you don't want to pass the flu on to someone else, so especially kids.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.